Hi, this is Dave Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute and Bodyworks Healing Center, and welcome to this full moon meditation. Say hi.
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm so happy to be here with you this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. We are just so grateful that you've decided to do this full moon meditation with us. It's just such a wonderful thing to harness the energy of the moon to help manifest health, wealth, abundance, prosperity in all aspects of our life, blessing ourselves and our projects and making the manifestation of those things we dream about come to fruition with greater ease.
You know, Pat said, it's wonderful to harness the energy of the full moon, but why? You know, what is so great about that? Why do we do it at this time of the year, or the month, I should say? And the reason is because the energies of the full moon, for the energies that we're playing in, are more pronounced, the more available. So if you can intend to use these energies and do so at this time of month, you're actually moving more energy, which means you can clear more negativity, more stress, more disease energy than if you did it in any other time of the month. So why not take advantage of it? And that's what we do. And that's why we're here every full moon of every month for the last
couple of years.
Since February of 2011, that makes it 3.5 years.
Wow. Wow.
Hard to imagine.
Surprised by that.
I had to calculate that because it just seemed like that seems like a long time. But anyway, we're here. We're glad you're here. And tonight we're working with the energies to help alleviate physical symptoms that are negative. Any symptoms of discomfort, of pain, of stress, of illness, or even we can affect disease energies. And the reason for this is because even though our senses tell us that we're a physical body and you can right now take your hand and you can feel your body, or you can feel the weight of your body on your chair or wherever you're at, it's only one aspect. Just because we can't see it or feel it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I mean, the fact that you're hearing my voice come through the internet or through the phone, you can't see those sound waves, but yet it exists. So we have to get over this fact and become open to the possibility that there's something else there that may be contributing to how I'm feeling. And this is the underlying energy status of our body. And the basic precept is very, very simple. If the energy is flowing free and clear, and there's plenty of energy, which is known as chi or life force or prana, if it's flowing clearly and cleanly, and you can access all of it that's available, generally you're going to be very healthy. You're going to be full of vitality. You're going to sleep well at night, have lots of energy, lots of clarity in your life, great relationships, and on and on and on. But invariably, what happens is life happens. And as life happens, so does energy blockages. Any trauma or emotional upset that we have in our life, if we don't feel it and let it go, or any even physical injury as well, if we don't repair that totally, or whatever disruption there is causes a blockage in the flow of energy. If these blockages happen enough in the same place, and that particular energy center or place within the body affects a certain organ, that particular organ or muscle group can have certain dysfunctions that manifest themselves.
So, Dave, what you're saying then, in summary, is that if we have an emotional trauma, if we have a physical trauma, we're in an accident, we have an injury, we fall, we have an illness of some type, that it's manifesting the physical body, but its origin may have been in our energy body.
That is exactly right. And what's neat about that is that it happens first in the energy body. And therefore, if you maintain the health of your energy body, you can get to illness and other bodily dysfunctions before they actually manifest in the physical body. Now, that's pretty cool. You're actually getting to affect it before it affects you. And that's just what's so neat about this. So what we're going to do is a meditation to help clean the energy body of these kinds of energies that might be causing any kind of discomfort or negative symptoms in your body. You know, and I just want to add, one of the masters at this was Master Chal Kuk Sui of Pranic Healing. And he was able to go back over decades, I mean decades, and did studies of looking at physical symptoms and then what was the underlying energy that was causing that symptom. And they were able to scientifically prove that particular ailments showed up exactly the same way from an energetic standpoint. So, for example, heart conditions such as heart arrhythmia might have a certain congestion, like the heart chakra might be congested. Or cancer has an overabundance of energy in the basic chakra, and it's a red-colored energy. So you begin to see these patterns, and when you can see these patterns, then you can know how to correct the pattern, and correcting the pattern then undoes the pattern or uncreates it and allows the body, through being able to access the normal life force that's out there, just heals itself. So you go back into the body is capable of healing itself when the energy flows naturally within.
Now, a lot of people are probably out there raising their eyebrows, but we're just going to ask you to be in trust right now and go with the meditation with the intention of healing whatever in you is keeping you in a state of dis-ease or disease.
And to be willing to let go of it, because invariably behind that illness or dis-ease is a story that we've been telling ourselves, and the energy of that story needs to be released as well. So like Pat said, just have a little faith, go with the flow, accept and receive the energies, and let go of all that that is keeping you from your health and wellness and vitality. So take a moment and get comfortable. Align yourself in your chair. Keep your spine erect.
Your feet on the floor and your hands just resting comfortably in your lap, palms up. Relax your shoulders. Relax your neck. Relax your face, your jaw. Just allow your jaw to be comfortable. Don't have your molars touching so that there's stress in the teeth. And then just take a nice deep breath in. And just let it out very, very slowly with the intention of letting go of all stress energy. And another deep breath in. And a slow, slow exhale, letting go of anything you hold that's limiting you. Now just close your eyes. Feeling more relaxed, more present. And let's invoke for divine blessing.
To the divine supreme God, to the God the Father, God the Mother, the masculine and the feminine, to all the holy gurus, the holy angels, the healing angels, archangels and holy saints, to whatever particular beings or gurus that you would like to invoke, to our spiritual teachers and guides, we thank you for your divine blessings, your divine healing energies, and divine love. For in the place of love, no illness or disease can exist. We thank you for these loving and healing energies, and so it is. So it is. Thank you. Begin to breathe, feeling the breath moving in the lungs, feeling the air inflate in the lungs, feeling the air leave the lungs, breathing through the mouth, breathing in, breathing out. And when you breathe out a little more, kind of force out the air just for a moment. Take a deep breath out, and then contract your stomach and force even more out. There you go. And now breathe in. And one more time, breathe out. Force it out with a tight contraction. And hold it. Hold it for just a minute, just a second, actually. And let it in. Breathe in. And now continue to breathe in a connected manner. No pause between the inhale or exhale. It is safe. It is so safe for me to breathe. To breathe in and access this life force energy. At some point, I have chosen to deny the access to this energy and suppressed it. But I choose that no more. I allow it to come into my body. And as I do so, I realize that I have to let go of something else. And so I let go of all stress energies, all negative energies, all energies of illness and lack and disease and unworthiness. I let go of it all. For only by letting go can I let in more. And the more that I am letting in is more life force. And it rides on the waves of the breath. 3/4 of the energy of our life force energy comes to us through the breath. Allow it to come to you now. Allow it to bring you healing energy. Feel it coming in to the lungs. Feel it once it gets into the lungs, radiate out into the rest of the body. Can you feel this energy elsewhere in the body? Be open to the possibility. For it is happening whether you're aware of it or not. Every cell, every single cell is being affected by this higher vibrational energy. The consciousness of the cells are changing from illness, disease, lack, dysfunction to vitality. To life. To longevity. To perfection. My body is in its ideal, perfect state. I am radiant health. radiant, radiant health and vitality and passion and glowing youthfulness. And it all comes to me easily and effortlessly, simply because I have let go of the old and chosen anew. Continuing to breathe in a connected fashion, as if you're breathing in a circle where there is no end, no beginning to the circle. The breath is continuous, for it is one force, one life force, one life. All life lives and breathes this circle. Connect to it now and connect to a power unbeknownst to you until now. Claim this power as yours to command and control consciously, to create in your life the good, the holy, and the beautiful. Continuing to breathe. It is safe to breathe. It is safe to change my story. It doesn't matter what others think, for I claim my health and well-being. And I can only be of help to others if I am healthy and well myself.
Now put your attention on your crown, and as you inhale, feel the crown open. And bright white light pours down into the crown. And this white light cleans the brain, the front brain, the back of the brain, the middle, the sides. The brain is being cleansed, properly energized. The pituitary gland, the pineal gland are being cleansed, properly energized. The eyes are being cleansed, they're being energized. They're healthy and vital, and they can see so clearly. The ears are healed. They're being cleansed thoroughly. All the organs of the ear, they're being energized. You can hear clearly.
They are healthy and happy. Energy's moving down to the throat.
All the organs of the throat are being cleansed. The thyroid and parathyroid gland are cleansed and balanced. They're in harmony with the body.
any disease energy or energy of illness is simply extracted from the body and is no more. The energy continues to descend into the body, feeling the energy descend down from the throat and into the lungs.
The upper lobes of the lungs, front and back lung, the lower lobes of the lung, front and back, are thoroughly cleansed. Your lungs are healthy, and every time you inhale, they fill completely, happily, receiving fresh oxygenated air.
Full of the life force, just radiating out and delivering this life to every cell of the body.
With ease, with efficiency.
And the energy now expands to the heart. And the heart opens up. It opens up with the love that's being received, and any armor around the heart is being just disintegrated. The heart is healthy, vibrant, alive, and pumping fully and efficiently in a perfect manner that never ceases. My heart is healthy. My heart is strong. Feeling the strength of that just radiate through the body. Feeling the knowledge of that. And the energy goes down, down even further. Descending into the stomach.
The liver.
Are all cleansed and energized and healthy. The pancreas, the spleen, the gallbladder, all healthy.
The colon, the large and small intestines, all the internal organs are thoroughly cleansed, radiating with vibrant health.
Any disease energy, any illness, any congestion or depletion is simply disintegrating, allowing the vibrancy, perfect life to come through. All the sex organs, the elimination organs, the kidneys,
the adrenal glands,
all being cleansed, all healthy, all filled with light, filled with love. This energy expands to the muscular skeletal system. Arms, hands, legs, feet,
fingers and toes,
all of it, healthy,
happy, strong,
the skin, clean, cleansed, pure, vibrant, youthful, all of it. The entire body receives this healing energy and delights, just simply relaxes in the delight of life. And as it does, the body comes into harmony with itself. Balance. Muscles and organs find balance. Endocrine glands balance. The nervous system's balanced. Circulatory balanced. The lymph is draining properly. The cranial system balanced. All the systems of the body perfectly balanced in harmony for the absolute greatest amount of vitality and life. I am strong.
I am healthy.
I am alive.
My body is healthy. I am very happy.
Continue to see this energy come in from the crown and descend throughout the entire body. Let it wash over the body and find any points of resistance within you. Where is the light not shining brightly? What organ seems to be resisting? What organ maybe doesn't have a tingling sensation that the rest of the body does? Wherever this is,
put your attention there.
And acknowledge it. And honor that place of resistance and say, I am aware of you, and I let you go. For I choose health and vitality. And just simply breathe into that place. Softly breathe into the place. Allow the breath to soften. There is no forcing here. And just surrender. And as you surrender, the resistance too will surrender. Feel it softening. And as it softens, feel the healing come. Feel it awaken to the light of life. Good it feels to let go and to receive the vital life force that is so easily had for the way we are meant to live. whole, healthy, vibrant. I relax in those feelings now. Allow this vibration to resonate with every cell everywhere. If there are still points of resistance, just let them be, for they will come back to the memory of what is true. As long as you have that vibration and carry that within you, the others will catch on to. Just simply allow it to be.
Not resisting, not attaching. Just simply allowing.
Now just slowly bringing your awareness back. But with your awareness, bring the knowledge of the radiant health that you are with you. Continue to feel this health, this radiance, this vitality. And know that the energy of light and love is always accessible to you and always flowing, and that henceforth you choose to allow it to flow freely and to let go of any resistance in your body that might cause illness or pain or other suffering. And as you're coming back, let us give thanks to the Divine Supreme God, to the healing angels, to all the holy gurus and holy masters, to archangels, saints, spiritual teachers, guides. We thank you for your healing energies and for raising our vibration and clearing the blockages to good health and well-being. Thank you so much for reestablishing our connection to light and love and to allowing it to flow freely into our body and resonate completely and fully to utmost vitality. And so it is with grateful hearts. Amen.
Amen. So now we're going to discharge the excess energy that we've accumulated through this meditation. Raise your hands to your shoulder height with your palms facing away from you. And picture the earth in front of you the size of a small sphere. Bring energy down through the crown, through your heart, and out your hands. And project this energy onto that small earth. Bless the earth with loving kindness. Bless all the inhabitants of the earth and the whole universe with peace and joy and health and happiness.
Share with others this radiant health that you now feel alive in your body. Pass it on. The universe will give you more as you pass it on.
Because as you give, so do you receive. So bless, bless, bless the earth with health, happiness, spirituality, abundance, prosperity. With goodwill, with loving kindness, with peace. Blessings be to all. Now bless your loved ones. Picture them in front of you, your family, your friends, your co-workers, people in your community. Bless them with loving kindness. May they be blessed with peace, with joy, with abundance and happiness, good health. Blessings be to them. Put your hands down, and now picture a cord going from the soles of your feet deep into the Mother Earth. And send that energy down, 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 deep into the core of the earth. Mother Earth, we thank you for the abundance of natural resources and all that you do to support us on this planet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May you be blessed with fresh air, with an abundance of pure water, with a never-ending source of natural resources. May you be regenerated and revitalized. Blessings be to Mother Earth. Slowly, gently, bringing your consciousness back to this time and place. Feeling peaceful and centered in your body. How is your body feeling right now? Can you feel the energy pulsing through the organs? Feeling alive, healthy, happy?
Just get a sense of it. What's the difference before and after? And know that this vibration will continue for as long as you choose it to be. For it's our thoughts that will impede the flow of the energy.
It's our feelings when we attach to them that will impede the flow of energy.
So that pipe, so to speak, that we connected to through the crown, it's continuing to send you energy. You would not be alive if it did not. So the question is not whether you're alive. It's what is the quality of the life that I am living. And the more energy you access, the more it flows, the more health and vitality you will have. And it will come easy for you too. And I don't know about everyone else, but that's what I'm looking for in my life. So we thank you for joining our meditation this evening on using energy to help heal the body. Our next meditation is going to be on September 8th. I don't know what day of the week it is, but it is on September 8th.
It will be a Monday.
Okay, so Monday, September 8th, and we look forward to you joining us at that time. This is Pat and Dave of the Global Breath Institute and Body Works Healing Center. We would love to hear how you're doing with these meditations. If you have any comments, you can post them on either Facebook page or email us at dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. Or you could call us at 734-416-5200. I think that's it.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next month. Namaste.
Namaste.